This goes to Dr. Seth Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Norma Risch, R-I-S-H hyphen DePue. It's D like David, E, P like Paul, U, E. Date of birth 12/12/1946. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Norma with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, atrophy of the right kidney, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. Her last visit was April 2nd of this year. She's had increased problems with difficult to control blood pressure since her last visit, and she saw a Dr. Hajar, H-A-J-J-A-R, on 12/18 of 24. For the labile hypertension. He wanted to order a renal vascular duplex to look for renal artery stenosis, but there was going to be difficulty getting that scheduled until June of next year. And so she asked if we could possibly get it scheduled locally in Alma sooner than that, in which we will do. She has had a history of stent to the LAD and no current chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or headaches, no syncopal episodes, but her blood pressures do fluctuate quite a bit. And this morning she did not take the amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily because her blood pressure was 108 over 70 when checked. And instructions from Dr. Hajar were to hold that for that blood pressure reading. And she knows if she takes an amlodipine with that reading that she will actually get down less than 90 systolic. And then she's dizzy and at risk for falling, so she won't do it at that point. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea cough or wheezing, no orthopnea or PND. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, and bowels are normal without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications. She's on Coreg, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 40 milligram as needed, but she does not take it every day. She did take a dose yesterday, though. Isosorbide is 30 milligram twice a day. Plavix, nitroglycerin if needed, low-dose aspirin daily. Over-the-counter Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. 8-hour Tylenol, 650 milligram if needed. The amlodipine is 2.5 milligram daily unless blood pressure is less than 110 over 70. Vitamin B1 is 100 milligram daily. Vitamin D3 is 50,000 units once a week for 4 weeks and then once monthly after that for 6 months. Objective weight is 151 pounds. That is a 10-pound increase over the last 8 months. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 2nd, 2024. Creatinine is 1.42, which is stable. Calcium is 9.21, sodium 141, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 3.4, phosphorus is 3.5, estimated GFR 38, iron is 71 and iron saturation 22. Her hemoglobin is 11.8, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, labile hypertension. Her blood pressure in the office today is 160 over 72, so we've asked her to take that 2.5 milligram of Norvasc at this time. And that should be bring that blood pressure down to probably 120 over 70. And she will continue to monitor her blood pressure at home at least three times a day. And she'll hold the Norvasc if it is less than 110 over 70, but she can always take it later in the day as she will do today. And we have scheduled her for a renal artery Doppler study to look for renal artery stenosis, and that's going to be done Friday, January 3rd in Alma at 11:45 a.m. Then we can forward the results to Dr. Hajar and also to you if you'd like those also. And we would like her to have a follow-up study with this practice in 6 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.